Ancient China. Section 1. Geography and Early China.
If you were there. You live along a broad river in China in about 1400 BC. Your grandfather is a farmer. He tells you wonderful stories about an ancient king. Long ago, this legendary hero tamed the river's raging floods. He even created new rivers. Without him, no one could farm or live in this rich land. Why is this legend important to your family?
Building background. Like other river civilizations, the Chinese people had to learn to control floods and irrigate their fields. China's geographical features divided the country into distinct regions. China's physical geography. Geography played a major role in the development of Chinese civilization. China has many different geographical features. Some features separated groups of people within China. Others separated China from the rest of the world. A vast and varied land. China covers an area of nearly 4 million square miles, about the same size as the United States. One of the physical barriers that separates China from its neighbors is a harsh desert, the Gobi. It spreads over much of China's north. East of the Gobi are low-lying plains. These plains, which cover most of eastern China, form one of the world's largest farming regions. The Pacific Ocean forms the country's eastern boundary. More than 2,000 miles to the west, rugged mountains make up the western frontier. In the southwest, the plateau of Tibet has several mountain peaks that reach more than 26,000 feet. From the plateau, smaller mountain ranges spread eastward. The most important of these ranges is the Qinling Shandi. It separates northern China from southern China. Weather and temperature patterns vary widely across China. In the northeast, the climate is cold and dry. Winter temperatures drop well below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Rivers there are frozen for more than half of the year. In the northwest, the deserts are very dry. But on the eastern plains of China, heavy rains fall. The tropical southeast is the wettest region. Monsoons can bring 250 inches of rain each year. That's enough water to cover a two-story house. The rivers of China. Two great rivers flow from west to east in China. The Huanghe, or Yellow River, stretches for nearly 3,000 miles across northern China. The river often floods, and the floods leave behind layers of silt on the surrounding countryside. Because these floods can be very destructive, the river is sometimes called China's sorrow. Over the years, millions of people have died in Huanghe floods. To the south, the Changjiang, or Yangtze River, cuts through central China. It flows from the mountains of Tibet to the Pacific Ocean. The Changjiang is the longest river in Asia. In early China, the two rivers helped link people in the eastern part of the country with those in the west. At the same time, the mountains between the rivers limited contact. Civilization begins. Like other ancient peoples that you have studied, people in China first settled along rivers. There they farmed, built villages, and formed a civilization. The development of farming. Farming in China started along the Huanghe and Changjiang. The river's floods deposited fertile silt. These silt deposits made the land ideal for growing crops. As early as 7000 BC, farmers grew rice in the middle Changjiang Valley. North, along the Huanghe, the land was better for growing cereals such as millet and wheat. Along with farming, the early Chinese people increased their diets in other ways. They fished and hunted with bows and arrows. They also domesticated animals such as pigs and sheep. With more sources of food, the population grew. Early settlements. Archaeologists have found remains of early Chinese villages. One village site near the Huanghe had more than 40 houses. Many of the houses were partly underground and may have had straw-covered roofs. The site also included animal pens, storage pits, and a cemetery. Some of the villages along the Huanghe grew into large towns. Walls surrounded these towns to defend them against floods and hostile neighbors. In towns like these, the Chinese left many artifacts, such as arrowheads, fish hooks, tools, and pottery. Some village sites even contained pieces of cloth. Separate cultures developed in southern and northeastern China. These included the San Xingdui and Hongshan peoples. Little is known about them, however. As the major cultures along the Huanghe and Shangjiang grew, they absorbed other cultures. Over time, Chinese culture became more advanced. After 3000 BC, people used potter's wheels to make more types of pottery. These people also learned to dig water wells. As populations grew, villages spread out over larger areas in both northern and southeastern China. Burial sites have provided information about the culture of this period. Like the Egyptians, the early Chinese filled their tombs with objects. Some tombs included containers of food, suggesting a belief in an afterlife. Some graves contained many more items than others. These differences show that a social order had developed. Often the graves of rich people held beautiful jewelry and other objects made from jade, a hard gemstone. China's first dynasties. Societies along the Huanghe grew and became more complex. They eventually formed the first Chinese civilization. The Xia dynasty. According to ancient stories, a series of kings ruled early China. Around 2200 BC, one of them, Yu the Great, is said to have founded the Xia dynasty. Writers told of terrible floods during Yu's lifetime. According to these accounts, Yu dug channels to drain the water to the ocean. This labor took him more than 10 years and is said to have created the major waterways of North China. Archaeologists have not yet found evidence that the tales about the Xia are true. However, the stories of Xia rulers were important to the ancient Chinese because they told of kings who helped people solve problems by working together. The stories also explained the geography that had such an impact on people's lives. The Shang Dynasty. The first dynasty for which we have clear evidence is the Shang, which was firmly established by the 1500s BC. Strongest in the Huanghe Valley, the Shang ruled a broad area of northern China. Shang rulers moved their capital several times, probably to avoid floods or attack by enemies. The king was at the center of Shang political and religious life. Nobles served the king as advisors and helped him rule. Less important officials were also nobles. They performed specific governmental and religious duties. The social order became more organized under the Shang. The royal family and the nobles were at the highest level. Nobles owned much land, and they passed on their wealth and power to their sons. Warrior leaders from the far regions of the empire also had high rank in society. Most people in the Shang ruling classes lived in large homes in cities. Artisans settled outside the city walls. They lived in groups based on what they made for a living. Some artisans made weapons. Other artisans made pottery, tools, or clothing. Artisans were at a middle level of importance in Shang society. Farmers ranked below artisans in the social order. Farmers worked long hours but had little money. Taxes claimed much of what they earned. Slaves, who filled society's lowest rank, were an important source of labor during the Shang period. The Shang made many advances, including China's first writing system. This system used more than 2,000 symbols to express words or ideas. Although the system has gone through changes over the years, the Chinese symbols used today are based on those of the Shang period. Shang writing has been found on thousands of cattle bones and turtle shells. Priests had carved questions about the future on bones or shells, which were then heated, causing them to crack. The priests believed they could read these cracks to predict the future. The bones were called oracle bones because an oracle is a prediction. In addition to writing, the Shang also made other achievements. Artisans made beautiful bronze containers for cooking and religious ceremonies. They also made axes, knives, and ornaments from jade. The military developed war chariots, powerful bows, and bronze body armor. Shang astrologers also made an important contribution. They developed a calendar based on the cycles of the moon. Summary and preview. China is a vast land with a diverse geography. Ancient Chinese civilization developed in the fertile valleys of the Huanghe and Changjiang. Civilization there advanced under Shang rule. People developed a social order, a writing system, and made other achievements. In the next section, you will learn about new ideas in China during the rule of the Zhou dynasty. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.